Again, this is Echo Kwache. Just want to say good morning to all my friends, family, listeners, those I know, those I don't know. This is another episode on Shalom Moments. This is an episode on Shalom Moments. And I want to bring our attention to a very simple topic, which is not simple. And it's about shame, right? Shame versus guilt. And its negative effects that it can have on us as individuals, whether it is coming from ourselves or coming from other people. Usually feeling guilt, you know, for a short time is not as detrimental as shame. So shame, let me start with guilt. Guilt is the emotion that you experience as a result of acknowledging or recognizing that you've done something wrong, right? So this is a feeling of some kind of remorse. And guilt can be true or false. Because sometimes you could feel guilty or experience guilt for something that you have not done. Example of such guilt is like the survivor's guilt, whereby people that survive traumatic experiences feel guilty for being the ones to survive, being the ones to leave, you know, rather than succumbing to the trauma. Let me give an example. Let's say 911, right? When 911 hits the United States of America, that's September 11, right? September 11 in the Twin Towers in New York. Now, a lot of people felt guilty after that. They felt guilty for surviving, and then they told themselves, you know what? I mean, I should have been the one in those buildings. I should have been part of those who died. I should have been part of those who went to help people or to pull people from the rubble. So this guilt can influence a lot of people, especially when you lose someone you love, when you lose someone who is close to you, you can experience survival guilt. Now, this is like a false guilt. Even though you have nothing, you have no role to play, you can still feel this this kind of guilt. And if it stays for a long time, guess what? It leads to feelings of depression, feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, all right? And then feelings of unworthiness. So different emotions. So that is guilt. Guilt plays a role. Usually guilt is supposed to help us to identify that, you know what, I did something wrong, or there was something right that I could have done that I did not do. When you experience guilt, the purpose is for you to take a corrective action. Let me say it again. The purpose of guilt is to encourage corrective action or to encourage change. On the other hand, when it comes to shame, shame is not just a feeling to help you make corrections, but it is an interpretation of how unworthy you are as a person. Let me say it again. Shame is an interpretation of how you are, or who you are as a person. So when you feel shame, you are attacking your own personality. When you experience guilt, it's as a result of interpreting an event. When you move on from guilt to shame, you are attacking your personality. A lot of people experience shame because they blame themselves for everything or a lot of things that is happening in their lives. And because of a mistake that they made, they decided to call themselves stupid, right? Let's say you make a mistake, you are driving and you make a mistake, you run a red light. I mean, it could be that you are distracted or whatever reason. Something happens and you make a mistake, you get into an accident. When you experience guilt or when you feel guilty for that, that is different. But when you feel shame and blame yourself and start calling yourself negative names, when you start calling yourself names like I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I'm good for nothing, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, then you have entered into a place of shame. Let me say it again. When you start giving yourself labels, then you've gotten to a place of shame, whereby you shame who you are as a person and not because of what you did. Now, shame also leads to depression, but it leads to a deeper sense of depression than guilt. With shame, you feel hopeless and helpless. You feel unworthy. And then you tell yourself that there is no hope for my situation. There is no way around this, because this is me. The difference between hope and guilt is shame and guilt. Shame tells you this is who you are, not what you have done. And imagine you seeing yourself as a failure. You seeing yourself as a disgusting person. What would even encourage you to start making changes? No. It's like you are sentencing yourself to life imprisonment, right? Life imprisonment of shame, whereby you do not even want to, or you do not feel like or think like you are able to make any kind of change or to cause any, to make any difference. So if you do not take anything from this podcast today, I want you to pause and examine yourself. Ask yourself, what name have I been putting on myself? What kind of name am I using to identify myself? Am I shaming myself? Or am I just feeling guilty for something I did? And beyond that, I want you to ask yourself, am I shaming someone else? Because guess what? Shame can come from us, but shame can also come from other people. It could be friends and family who do not seem to understand what we are going through. It could be that professor that tells you will never amount to anything. It could be that brother, that cousin, that relative that kept telling you that, you know what, you are stupid, you are dumb, and you are good for nothing. You would never amount to anything. Take a moment to ask yourself, what is this kind of shame and guilt doing to me? Is this stopping you from making any progress? Or are you going to pause and turn it into a motivation? Are you going to look at it and reevaluate the statements or the names that you use for yourself or the names that you call yourself? Think again. And this has been your friend, brother, mentee, mentor, counselor, Echo Kwachi. And I'll come to you another time. God bless you.